नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 9 एंटाइटल्ड द सुप्रीम कैरेक्टर ऑफ जड भरत। सो द टेक्स्ट इज इन प्रोज, विल गो फॉर वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग। चन एंड पर्पल बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस सी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन: इनटॉलरेंट ऑफ द ऑफेंसेस कमिटेड, द इन्फ्यूरिएटेड गॉडेस काली फ्लैश्ड हर आईज एंड डिस्प्लेड हर फियर्स कर्व्ड टीथ। हर रेडिश आईज ग्लोड एंड शी डिस्प्लेड हर फियरसम फीचर्स। शी अज्यूम्ड अ फ्राइटनिंग बॉडी एज इफ शी वेर प्रिपेयर्ड टू डिस्ट्रॉय द एंटायर क्रिएशन। लीपिंग वायलेंटली फ्रॉम द अल्टर, शी इमीडिएटली डिकैपिएटेड ऑल द रोग्स एंड थीव्स with the very sword with which they had intended to kill Jad Bharat. She then began to drink the hot blood that flowed from the necks of the beheaded rogues and thieves, as if this blood were liquor. Indeed, she drank this intoxicant with her associates, who were witches and female demons. Becoming intoxicated with this blood, they all began to sing very loudly and dance as though prepared to annihilate the entire universe. At the same time, they began to play with the heads of the rogues and thieves, tossing them about as if they were balls. Purport: it is evident from this verse that the devotees of Goddess Kali are not at all favored by her. It is Goddess Kali's work to kill and punish the demons. Goddess Kali or Durga engages in decapitating many demons, dacoits and other unwanted elements in society. Neglecting Krishna consciousness, foolish people try to satisfy the goddess by offering her many abominable things. But ultimately, when there is a little discrepancy in this worship, the goddess punishes the worshipper by taking his life. Demoniac people worship Goddess Kali to obtain more material benefit, but they are not excused of the sins performed in the name of worship. To sacrifice a man or animal before the deity is specifically forbidden. So in this verse, we are discussing about Goddess Kali. So in today's lecture, we will see who is this Goddess Kali. So Lord Brahma, in the 5th chapter of the 44th verse of Brahma Samhita, he tells about the Goddess Durga. Srushti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti reka chaye vayasya bhuvanani vibharti Durga. इच्छानुरूपमपि यस्य च चेष्टते सा गोविंदमादिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि। द एक्सटर्नल पोटेंसी माया, हु इज नेचर ऑफ द शैडो ऑफ चित पोटेंसी, इज वर्शिप्ड बाय ऑल पीपल एज दुर्गा, द क्रिएटिंग प्रिजर्विंग एंड डिस्ट्रॉइंग एजेंसी ऑफ दिस मुंडेन वर्ल्ड। आई एडोर द प्राइमेवल लॉर्ड गोविंदा in accordance with those in whose will Durga conducts herself. So first of all, we will see what are the different features of Goddess Durga. The first is, she is the presiding deity of this Devi Dham. So there are different dhams. One is the Hari Dham. The Hari Dham is the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Hari Dham, there is one Krishna Loka, where the presiding deity is the Krishna himself. And he expands in multifarious Narayan forms into the different types of Vaikuntha Lokas. And this constitutes the Hari Dham. And there is one more Dham that is called as Mahesh Dham. The presiding deity of this Mahesh Dham is Lord Shiva. And similarly, here, the presiding deity of Devi Dham is Srimati Durga Devi. So what is this Devi Dham? This Devi Dham is nothing but the 14 planetary systems. from Brahmaloka up to the lowest planetary system. So in this system, in this all 14 planetary system, Goddess Durga works under the will of Supreme Personality of Godhead. The main duty of her is the people who are disobedient to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they will be given chance to enter into this Devi Dham. So she will punish them or she will teach them so that they become Krishna conscious and they then go back home to Godhead, that is to the Haridham. So one time Srila Prabhupada was in United States. So that time he was telling about the US government, it is taking how much precautions so that the prisoners, the people who are disobedient to the government, who are put in the jail, they should not escape from the jail. So they make big walls, and outside the walls they make a big valley, and on the wall also they make a fence out of some wire and they put some electric current into that one. So they make so many arrangements so that the prisoners inside the jail should not cross over these boundaries and go out and create some havoc in the cities. So, but in spite of doing all these arrangements, there are some prisoners, they successfully escape from this jail. But we see the same activity is done by Srimati Durga Devi also. But in her jail, it is very special jail. There are no walls, there are no fence, there is no electric current. So Prabhupada explained that although there are no boundaries who are visible, but there is a subtle boundary. What is that subtle boundary? That subtle boundary is sex desire. Because of this sex desire, the people, they don't want to go out of this material world. So it is one of the duty of Srimati Durga Devi, that she should see that this Devi Dham should work properly according to the will of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then second feature is she is 10-armed, which represents the 10-fold fruitive activities. And she rides on a lion, which represents her heroic prowess. Sometimes we see that she is riding on this lion and she go to kill so many demons. In Devi Puran, they explain that she killed so many demons like Shumba, Nishumba, and she also killed a demon called as Rakta Bijasur. This Rakta Bijasur has a benediction. If somebody just killed him and even a drop of blood from his body just touches the ground, again he will reappear. So this was the benediction given to him. So the demigods told Srimati Durga Devi that you should somehow go and kill this demon. So she went on her lion and she just chopped this demon, Rakta Bijasur, and she just protruded out her tongue so that she can drink each and every drop of that demon so that it should not touch the ground. So ultimately she killed. Such is her prowess. And she is the mother of two sons. One is Kartikeya and Ganesh, which represents the beauty and the success. The Ganesh, he represents the success because he removes all the obstacles in any field. It is explained by Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion and even in Brahma Samhita also how he gets this energy. Because this the Lord Ganesh, he holds the two lotus feet of Lord Narasingadev, who is remover of the obstacles, on his head. So by the power of Narasingadev, he can remove all the obstacles and give and make the successful of his worshipper. And she is placed between Lakshmi and Saraswati. It is represented as mundane opulence and mundane knowledge. She armed with many weapons, representing various pious activities enjoined by Veda for suppression of vices. And she holds the snake in her hand. It is the beauty of the destructive time, which is called as Kala Sarpa. The word Durga, it has two letters. One is Du, that is difficult, and Ga is going. So the Durga represents, it is the same thing what Krishna told in the Bhagavad Gita, that Daiviyesha Gunamayi Mamamaya Durataya. So it is very difficult to come over the energy of this Durga Devi. and she possesses this prison house, or she is the superintendent of this fortress. And she does two activities. One is, she penalizes the jivas who are in this conditioned state of life. And she has got this trishula. It represents the threefold miseries, adhidaivik, adhibhautik, and adhyatmik. And she punishes so that they can understand that this world is dukkhalayam and ashashvatam. It is not their place, and they can just leave this material world and go back home, back to Godhead. And the second duty is, as Lord Chaitanya says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Brahmanda Bhramite Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasad Paya Bhakti Lata Beach. There are some living entities. By their good fortune, they come to the shelter of spiritual master and the supreme personality of Godhead. And when they come to the shelter of these two personalities, they become very obedient. So when Durga Devi sees such an obedient living entity, she will help such living entities to just cross over this material universe. It is something like if some prisoner is there in the jail, but because he is put inside the jail because he is disobedient to the government or some authority. But after some time, it is seen by the jailer that this person is becoming very obedient to the authorities. So by seeing his obedience, the jailer will put his case to the higher authority. And when higher authority sanctions, then the jailer who is responsible to keep this person inside the jail, he himself will release because he got the sanction of the higher authority. Similarly, when Durga Devi sees that this person is worshipping the supreme authority, that is supreme personality of Godhead, she will help the living entity to just cross over this material world. And one more thing is, she always give the material boons to the worshippers. So there was a story that one time there was a minister, and he has got one son, and in that state there was a king, and he has got only one daughter, that is a princess. So this minister thought that somehow he will get married his son to the princess, so that ultimately his son, he will become the king of that state. So he put forward this proposal to the king, but somehow king refused it. So this minister became very angry, and he wanted to take some revenge. So one time he was going into the forest. So that time he saw a very mad person who was very illiterate. So he thought a plan or some idea. So he took that madman to the palace of the king, and he dressed him like a very scholarly person and told to the king that this person, he is a very learned scholar, he is a Digvijay Pandit, and he wants to marry your daughter. So somehow he tricked the king so that the princess could marry this madman. But after some time, the princess could understand that the husband, he is not a big scholar, but he is a fool number one. So when she understands that this person is a fool number one, she becomes very morose. So she told her husband that how he can become a scholarly person. So she told one idea to this to her husband, that every day there was a temple of Kali in the city of that kingdom. So every night in the midnight, this goddess Kali used to go out from this temple, and after some time roaming around the city, she used to come inside the temple. So this princess, she told her husband that you just wait, when this goddess Kali just comes out of her door, you just enter into the temple and just shut the door, and never allow goddess Kali to enter until and unless she fulfills your desire. So by knowing this, this person went to the temple of goddess Kali, and he was just waiting when the Kali will come outside. When she come outside, he just went inside the temple room, and he just shut the doors of the temple hall. And when goddess Kali came, he told that you should give me the benediction, whatever I want, then only I will going to open this door. Then the goddess Kali told, okay, I will give you. Then he opened the door, and he wants to become a learned scholar. And later this person become a very renowned well-known personality called as a poet Kalidas. So we can see that the people will get the mundane boons from Mother Durga. There was other one more man, somehow he was also like a illiterate man, and the family people of this person, they give some sweet rice to this person and told them that you should go and worship Mother Kali. So he also went with that sweet rice to worship Mother Kali. But somehow when he went inside the altar, he was become very hungry. So he was just looking at the sweet rice and somehow he could not control his hunger and he started eating that sweet rice. When Goddess Kali saw this person has come to worship me, but now without offering to me, he started eating the bhoga itself. So she became very angry. So she appeared in front of this person in a very peculiar form. She has got 10 heads. So when this person saw that Goddess Kali, so she started laughing. So this Goddess Kali, she was already angry on this person, and over that, this person was again laughing at her. So she became very angry and she asked this person, "Why are you laughing?" So this person revealed why he is laughing. He told that, "You have got 10 heads. I am just thinking, if you have got the cold, how you will come to know which of the nose is the water is running out?" So when this person joke like that, she becomes very pleased with that person, and she tells that, "You are a nice joker, so you will become a famous joker." So later this person become a Tenali Ram in the assembly of Sri Krishna Devaray. So we can see that material people go to Goddess Kali for this different type. They want some health or wealth. But these are all some type of a deluded kindness, because as Bhagavad Gita told, antavantu phalamtesha, these are all very temporary boons. Nobody is going to retain all these boons. So sometimes in the Krishna book, it is told that when Balram entered as the seventh child of Devaki, that time Lord Krishna ordered Yogamaya that she should transfer this womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. So that time Krishna was glorifying her, this Yogamaya, that later you will come to this material world and you will be known by different names. So Krishna tells different names of Durga. She will be known as Durga, Bhadrakali, Vijaya, Vaishnavi, Kumuda, Chandika, Krishna, Madhavi, Kanyaka, Maya, Narayani, Ishani, Sharda, and Ambika. So these are the different names Lord Krishna expressed about this Durga Devi. And Srimati Durga Devi, she is responsible to create the living entities in the material world. We see that Lord Shankarshan is there in the spiritual world, and he creates this Mahavishnu, who is just lying on the causal ocean. And when he desires to make a material manifestation, he just glances on the material nature. But he has no direct connection of Shankarshan or this Mahavishnu with the material nature. This connection has been made by this Ramadevi, that is the chit potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this chit potency carries this glance of Mahavishnu to the material nature. So by the help of Lord Shiva, which is the masculine power, this Durga Devi creates all the different kinds of living entities. And we see that Goddess Kali, she wear mala of skulls, different skulls. If you carefully observe all these skulls, they have only a typical type of this tilak, that is 3-pounder. That is the tilak worn by this Shiva Bhaktas. You never saw this Vaishnav tilak on any of the skull worn by this Kali. So this indicates that she never kills any of the devotees, but she only kills the demons. When the family of a devotee, it becomes Krishna consciousness, then there is no enmity, not even among the members of the family, but even the people who are associating with the that family. So we can also see such thing happens in the family of Srimati Durga Devi. So there are different animals in their family. So there is a lion, which is the carrier of Srimati Durga Devi, and there is a bull, that is the carrier of Shivji. But in material sense, we see lion and bull, they never get together. But and also there is a peacock of Kartikeya. Bull and peacock never gets together. And there is a snake in the neck of Shivji. And peacock and snake, they have enmity. And there is a mouse of Ganeshji. And snake and mouse, they never get together. We see in material nature all these animals, that lion, bull, peacock, snake and mouse, they have got enmity. But because this is a Krishna consciousness family, we never heard that there is they attack each other. So that is the beauty of the family of Durga Devi. And we see here in Bhagavad Gita also Krishna tells, if you want to cross over this maya, mamevaya prapadyante maya metam tarantite. One should surrender to the Krishna, then only one can cross over this material universe. Even Srila Prabhupada also tells, there is only one difficulty that my devotees, they are not sufficiently afraid of maya. So one time Srila Prabhupada was going with his devotees, and that time he told to his devotees that I am never afraid of maya. And later the devotees see that Srila Prabhupada was taking darshan of Radha Krishna, and he was praying to the Lord intensely that, Lord Krishna, please protect me from maya. So these devotees are bewildered. Previously were telling that he is maya proof, and now he is telling to the Lord Krishna that he should protect him from maya. Later they asked Srila Prabhupada, so how to resolve this controversy? So Srila Prabhupada told, because I am praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, therefore I can become a maya proof. So maya is also very powerful. Srila Prabhupada used to tell, maya is also equally powerful as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We can see the maya is the shadow of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The shadow and the light, there is a duality. Similarly, there is a duality like heat and cold. We can see in the summer season that the temperature builds up, that it goes to about 40 degrees, 50 degrees somewhere. Then heat waves start flowing. So there are some types of sunstrokes also. Because of sunstroke, the people will also die. So this heat, the duality of this is the cold. Even if you see the cold waves in the cold countries, when they become, they just goes down to minus 40 degrees or minus 50 degrees. In that case also, people freeze out of cold and they will die. So you can see whether it is a heat or cold, the intensity is always there, though we can see the duality in both of them. Similarly, this energy of Krishna, whether it is a spiritual energy or this material energy, but in intensity or gravity, it is very powerful. Even if for the calculation purpose, if you can take that Krishna's energy, that is a spiritual energy, if Krishna is 100%, then maya is also 100%. Then what about us? Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, Mamai Mausho Jiva Loke. We are just insignificant part of Krishna. So we can take, we are hardly 1% or 2%. So if you want to fight with this 100% maya, you have got only 1% or 2%. How you are going to fight with maya? So until and unless you surrender to the Krishna, when you surrender to Krishna, Krishna will give his 100%. So then you will become 101%. Then only you can fight with the maya. So that is the only ultimate hope. Otherwise, there is no hope that we can go out of maya. So we can see Srimati Durga Devi, she is also a devotee of Lord Krishna. One time she saw that Lord Shiva, he was in very ecstasy and he was dancing like a madman and tears are flowing from his eyes. So she inquired, it is not the time of devastation, but how you are dancing like this? So that time he revealed that I got the darshan of Gaurangadev or Supreme Personality of Godhead. So she also has a desire to see Supreme Personality of Godhead. So she wanted the darshan of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So she went to the Navadvip Dham. And there she did so many austerities. So ultimately, she got the darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When she saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that time she told, "You have given me a thankless task. I am always binding all these living entities. And my nature is, I am always the shadow of your. And so I cannot get association of your. So by your mercy only, I could have the darshan of yourself now." So she took the dust from the lotus feet of Gauranga and put it on her head. So this head, it is also called as Simanta. So because of this pastime, that place is called as Simanta Dweep. So here also we see these dacoits, rogues and thieves, they are also worshipping and they are taking so much austerities to worship or to satisfy Goddess Kali. But we can see this Goddess Kali, she is also making so many austerities to satisfy whom? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. It proves that she is a Vaishnavi. Then these people are cutting many animals, or they are cutting here, they are Jadbharat. So what about this Kali Prasad? What is the nature of this Kali Prasad? We see Durga Devi, she is a Vaishnavi. So she can only take the prasadam or the bhoga offered to Lord Krishna. Then Lord Krishna wants what? He revealed this one in Bhagavad Gita. He told patram pushpam phalam toyam. That is leaf, flower, fruit or water. He never told that he wants andam, darum, matanam, chikanam. He never told that. If he could have told that, then it would have been recommended that they can do animal sacrifices in Radha Krishna temple also. So then when this person offers this meat to Goddess Kali, so that time what she does, as in the purport Prabhupada explaining, she has got so many associates like female demons or some pishachas, bhutas. So she offers all this meat to them. So ultimately it becomes bhut prasad. So whoever is eating this Kali prasad, it is not the Kali prasad, but it is the bhut prasad. So sometimes she acts like a very loving mother. We can see during the daytime, the kids, they just go out and whole day they play with, they play the different games. But when it is the day is over, they are very tired and they just come return to the home. So that time the mother, she see that this kids are very, this her son is very tired. So she take her kid and she put it in the cradle and just make him sleep. Similarly, Mother Durga also does the same act as this loving mother. When we see during the day of Brahma, all the living entities do so many activities. They are also playing. So at the end of the day, they becomes very fatigued. So that time, the night of the Brahma came, and that time there is a devastating ocean. So she puts all the living entities in the ocean of cradle so that they can rest till the next day of Brahma comes. So let us see what are the different types of the natures of these worshippers of demigods or goddess Kali. So one time there was a Kali worshipper. He wanted some desire or some boon from goddess Kali. So he made some business contract with Kali, that if you satisfy my desire, then I will sacrifice a goat to you. So Kali becomes very satisfied, and then this person's desire is fulfilled. But after some time, this person was very selfish and he was never thinking of giving the goat as a sacrifice to Kali. So she became very disgusted, and one time Kali asked him, "Why you are not giving me the goat as a sacrifice? Because you already told me that you are going to give a goat as a sacrifice. So you are telling, what can I say? Now this market has gone up. The price of the goat is also very high. It is very expensive. I cannot afford." Then this goddess Kali told, "Okay, at least if you are not giving the goat, then at least give me a hen." Then he told that is also too expensive. Then she became very disgusted and told, "At least you offer me a fly." Then this person told, "Just see at your face. There are so many flies who are just wandering, flying around your face. Just catch hold of one and take yourself only." So this is the selfish mentality of this Kali worshipper. There was one more Kali worshipper. He was a ship owner. And he went for a business in that ship. Somehow this ship caught in the calamity. So he, because he is a worshipper of Kali, he was just started praying to the Kali. Again he did some business contract with Kali, that if you save me from this catastrophe, then I have got a palace and I will sell that palace, and whatever money I get, I will give it to you only. So somehow Kali becomes very pleased and this person is saved and his ship is also saved. But he is a very tricky person. He is also a very selfish person. So he also gave an ad in the papers and he told, there is a palace of mine which is on sale and the cost of this palace is only 1 rupee. But there is one condition. Along with this palace, you have to purchase a cat also. And the cat costs only 25 lakh rupees. So he sold that building and along with the cat for 25 lakh rupees. But he sold this building only for 1 rupee. And he just gave the 1 rupee to Mother Kali. And he enjoys all the 25 lakh rupees. So this is the nature of these people. Even we see these demigod worshippers, they like Rukasur. He was worshipping this Lord Shiva. He was worshipping Lord Shiva, but what is there in his mind? He is always thinking how to enjoy Mother Parvati. This is the mentality of the demigod worshippers. So this Kali, she is a mother. So some of their worshippers, they go and they pray, Hey Ma. But in the mind, they are thinking of some other Hey Ma. Sometimes these people, the demigod worshippers, they are very calculative in their mentality. In the Padma Purans, there is a verse regarding Charanamrut. If somebody takes this Charanamrut, there is a Akala Mrityu Haran. So they will be out of this Akala Mrityu. But in the same Padma Puran, it is told that if a drop of Charanamrut is fell on the ground, that person has to suffer for 7 births as a leprosy. But when devotees also sometimes take this Charanamrut, just some of the drops just fall on the ground. But it is the when Lord sees this, he does not take this as an offensive mentality. Because the devotees, when they take this Charanamrut, they think that this is the nectarian love of Radha and Krishna. Lord Krishna is Bhavagrahi Janardana. He just takes the essence or the bhava of this worshippers. As we see this, if you are approaching this Supreme Personality of Godhead with a calculative mentality, then he will also give all the reactions in a calculative way only. And Radhesham Prabhu is telling that this demigod worship is like a prostitute mentality. If somebody goes to the prostitute, so she is not interested to give any pleasure to you people. She is always meditating on your pocket. How much money he had, so how can I get all this money? Similarly, these demigod worshippers or Kali worshippers, they also got this prostitute mentality. But when we see this, the pure devotees, like in the case of Prahlad Maharaj, when Narsingh Bhagwan appeared to him and he was also giving many benedictions, ready to give, so that time Prahlad Maharaj was telling that my mind is already asakta kama. That means it is already attached to so many desires. If you give again so many benedictions, again it will be entangled in that one. I don't want any benedictions. And don't give me any pralobhan. Even in the case of gopis also we see. One time Narad Muni went to see Lord Krishna. So Lord Krishna has got the headache. And he asked, what is the remedy? He told that I need some dust from my devotee. So Narad Muni went to all the universes, to asking all the devotees to just take the dust from there so that Lord Krishna is relieved from his headache. So ultimately he come to the gopis. And when gopis heard that Krishna has got the headache, so immediately they give their lotus dust so that Krishna is out of his headache. And they are ready to go to the hell for rest of their eternity. Well, again we can see this Durga Devi, she helps the devotee to go back to the Godhead. There is a nice episode in Srimad Bhagavatam of Chitraketu Maharaj. So this Chitraketu Maharaj, he was a devotee and he just met the Lord Sankarshan and he was going in a plane with all the ladies of Vidyadhar Loka. although he was surrounded by the ladies of the Vidyadhar Loka, he was a devotee. In their association also he was chanting the glories of the Lord. And when he was just crossing on the Kailas Parvat, he saw that Lord Shiva was sitting there with all his associates, Siddhas and Charanas, etc. And Mother Parvati was on Shiva's lap and he was embracing them. When he saw Chitraketu Maharaj saw this scene, so he started laughing. In his mind, he was thinking that Lord Shiva, he is a Mahajan. And if one want to understand the intricacies of dharma, one has to follow the Mahajan. So Shiva is also a Mahajan. So he is a Mahajan and everyone has to follow him. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna told that Yadyad Acharyati Shrestha, whatever the great man do, the common man follow. So Shiva is embracing Parvati in the assembly of so many exalted people. So if somebody saw this and he may mistaken and he will also imitate like that. So because of this, he was just thinking in his mind, although Shiva is Vairagi, he can do all those things and he should not do like that. But when Lord Shiva see that Chitraketu Maharaj was laughing, but he can understand the inner moods or the inner motive of Chitraketu Maharaj, he never take this as an offense. Even the associates of Lord Shiva, they are also there. They also did not consider it as any Vaishnava aparad. In the previous episode of Daksha, we see when the Daksha make a very horrible Vaishnava aparad against Shiva, these associates of Lord Shiva become very ferocious. Then they just came to the Daksha Yajna and they destroyed everything. Because they never consider this Chitraketu Maharaj as an offender, they also keep quiet. So Lord Shiva and his associates, they kept quiet. But Mother Parvati, she did not kept quiet. She was thinking, although he may be a great personality, but he should not offend any great personality. Something like the sun is very powerful personality in this material universe. So sometimes he evaporates the urine. But because of that, we should not see any fault in this supremacy of the sun. Similarly, one should not find any faults in the great personality. Even in our Vaishnava parampara, we see amanina manadena. Even if one insults us, we should not insult him in return. So when Mother Parvati saw this, and she addresses Chitraketu Maharaj as Putra, because she is Durga, and all the living entities are her child. As the mother chastises a naughty child, so she wanted to chastise Chitraketu Maharaj. But her nature of chastisement is very special. When she chastises any of the living entities, that is only to bring that living entity come to near to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So she cursed this Chitraketu Maharaj. So this episode, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur concludes in a very nice conclusion. He told that Lord, through Mother Parvati, he mitigated all the reactions of Chitraketu Maharaj so that in the very next life itself, he can become a Devan Vrtasur and he can go back home, back to Godhead. This is the benediction given by Durga Devi. Similarly, Srimati Durga Devi has many forms, as we have seen. One of the forms is Goddess Saraswati. It is also expansion of Durga Devi. So in Chaitanya Leela also we can see the Keshav Kashmiri, he was a great worshipper of Mother Saraswati. He was worshipping Mother Saraswati for so many years and he becomes a Digvijay Pandit. And he came to Navadvip and he challenges so many Pandits there. So these Pandits put forward Nimai Pandit so that he can debate with this Digvijay Pandit. So ultimately, Nimai Pandit, he is defeated by Nimai Pandit. So he was very disgusted and he went to Mother Saraswati and he was just lamenting in front of her that how you can do like this, I am worshipping you from so many years. So that time Goddess Saraswati appeared to him. Now you worshipped me for so many years, now I am giving the ultimate fruit of your worship, that I am giving my master, that is Supreme Personality of Godhead, to you so that you can serve him and you can also go back home, back to Godhead. Also, we can see there are many devotees who also worship this goddess Kali. One of the example is the gopis who worship Katyayani. It is told in the Vedic tradition that these girls who are of age of 10 to 14, to get a nice husband, they are recommended to worship Shiva or Durga. So, although these gopis are already attached to the Krishna, so they don't want any husband, but still they do this Katyayani Vrata. So, in the season of Hemant Rutu, that is October and November, so during the first month of Hemant Rutu, they just went in the early morning, they took bath in Yamuna, and from the sand of Yamuna, they made a nice doll of Katyayani Devi, and they offer so many offerings to Katyayani Devi, and they pleased her. And they are just praying. They are not praying for any material benefit. They are just praying that Krishna should become their husband. Similarly, in the case of Rukmini Devi also, we can see this, she was from Kaundinyapur, that is the province of Vidarbha. She was a princess. And their family deity was Amba. So, even if you go there is a nice temple of Amba in Kaundinyapur. So, she used to worship this goddess Amba. So, when sometimes later she heard about the glories of Lord Krishna, and she is totally very attracted to Lord Krishna. So, she sent one message through a Brahman from Vidarbha to Dwarka, so that Krishna can come and take her to Dwarka. So, she was just waiting for the return of this Brahman, but so many days went, but she did not return. So, she went to this Amba temple, and she was just praying to Goddess Amba. So, she addresses Goddess Amba as Girija. Girija means she is a daughter of mountain of Himalayas. So, as we see this mountain, this is always hard and cold. She was telling, you are not becoming pleased with my worship because you are becoming hard-hearted, because you are Girija, that is the daughter of the mountain. And she also addresses goddess Durga as Rudrani. This Rudra Tattva means one who gives other, puts others in distress, and so that this person always cries. So, by addressing Rudrani, she was telling that you are also putting me in distress so that I can cry and pray for you so that you can give Krishna to me. So, just like that, she was just praying to the goddess Amba. So, because she is praying to this goddess Amba, so ultimately, this Amba, goddess Amba become the instrumental in the kidnapping of Rukmini by Krishna. When we see, it is a tradition of their family that she went with the elderly members, elderly women of the royal family to worship goddess Amba before her marriage. So, that time Lord Krishna came and he kidnaps this Rukmini Devi from the temple of Amba Devi. In this example also we see she helps the devotees to get Lord Krishna. So, in this example we see they are these rogues and thieves, they are just slaughtering this Jad Bharat. So, that time she become very furious and she just chopped the very worshipper of her. There was one more event which took place in ancient times. There was a demon whose name was Mahiravan. So, he was a tantric by nature. And his plan was to kill Ram and Lakshman. So, somehow Vibhishan knew it. So, to protect Ram and Lakshman, he prepared a plan, Vibhishan. He told Hanumanji that he can make a pyramid out of his tail. And inside the pyramid, Ram Lakshman can stay safely. Because he is tantric, he can attack from the top of that pyramid also. So, Vibhishan told Lord Sri Ram to put Sudarshan Chakra on the top of that pyramid. And he told Hanumanji to just be as a security guard at the entrance of that pyramid. And he himself, Vibhishan, was just circumambulating that pyramid so that no one can attack that pyramid. So, when Mahiravan saw this, all the arrangements, so he thought of a plan also. So when he saw that just this Vibhishan was just crossing the entrance of Hanuman and he just went the backside of the pyramid. So that time, because he is a tantric, he took the form of Vibhishan and he came to Hanumanji. And he told that I got some Raksha Yantra, so which are to be supposed to be tied on the hands of Ram and Lakshman so that this demon should not attack. So when Hanumanji saw he is like a Vibhishan, he allowed him to just get inside this pyramid. So this Vibhishan, this Mahiravan in the disguise of Vibhishan, he just went inside, and because he is a tantric, he made Ram and Lakshman unconscious and he made a tunnel in the ground and he took both of them to his abode. So after some time, this Vibhishan came to, the original Vibhishan came to Hanumanji. So he was, then Hanumanji asked, I saw that you are already inside. How you came outside? So that time they could understand that there is some problem. So both of them went inside the pyramid and they see there were no Ram and Lakshman. So when Hanumanji saw this, he became very morose. He told to Vibhishan that I am the responsible for this, all this catastrophe. So I will solve this. So he became a fly, a very small fly, this Hanumanji, and he just went inside that tunnel. So ultimately he went to the kingdom of this Mahiravan. And there he was searching for Ram and Lakshman. So ultimately he found them bound, Ram Lakshman, in the temple of Kali. Because he is a tantric, he was worshipping goddess Kali and he wanted to give Ram Lakshman as a bali to this goddess Kali. So somehow this Hanumanji in the shape of fly, she was just around that temple. So that time goddess Kali revealed a plan to this Hanumanji. So according to her plan, this Hanumanji came near Ram and Lakshman and he revealed himself that he is Hanumanji and he also told what is the plan so that they can rescue from this demon Mahiravan. So after some time this Mahiravan came to this temple. So he told Ram Lakshman that they should bow down before the goddess Kali. But Ram and Lakshman told that they are by nature, they are Kshatriya, they never bow down to any of the people, so they don't know how to bow down. So when Mahiravan heard this, he will told that, okay, I will show you that how you have to bow down. So he just went near the sacrificial altar and he just bowed his head, he put his head on the sacrificial altar. So when Hanumanji, he was in the form of fly, he saw that he come in his original form. He just take the sword and he chopped off the head of Mahiravan. So you can see in this case also, this goddess Kali also helps the devotees or the Supreme Personality of Godhead so that they can be protected from all the calamities. So these are the various features of goddess Durga Devi. Hare Krishna. So it is 9 o'clock. We will stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki.